Well, if you're like anybody else, you've probably looked at tuition and fees and have gone into like mild shock, dismay, sadness, fear. And you probably even wondered, is it worth it to even get a college degree considering that it costs so much? Well, I'm here to say yes. And yes, it's possible without getting yourself in ghastly debt. This is Susan Smith Nash, and you're listening to Thoughts on Eat Learning. So, $50,000 a year for tuition and fees, another $15,000 a year for dorm room, meal plan, that's $65,000 per year, and we're talking 4 or 5 years. The numbers are staggering. They're slated to stagger you even more in the years to come. So, to add insult to injury, the congressional probe of the student loan industry is like suggesting that ethically problematic relationships between colleges and lenders may exist. But, okay, let's not overreact. Let's step back and say, okay, let's look at the relationships that lenders and colleges have. Sometimes it's better to have a preferred provider relationship because there are economies of scale and increased efficiencies in the costs. But we also have to think about, and we think about student loans, let's think about what happens if you do have, say, a $300,000 student loan debt. How do you pay? Do you have enough organs to sell? It's terrible. I shouldn't say that. It's not really funny. But I mean, it's terrible to think about being in that kind of debt because you start realizing that many of the things that pay, professions that pay, really doesn't have that much to do with the degree itself. It has to do with the skill. So when you think about high-paying jobs, they tend to be in areas like sales and computer things where a degree is important, but really having the skill is what makes the difference. Same with medicine, etc. Degree is important, license is important, but you've got a degree is no guarantee of a high-paying job. Let's think about psychology degrees. It's a great example of like the most common degree, and yes, you could make millions of dollars a year with it, and yes, you can make $5,000 a year with it. It's all over the map. It depends on how you, as an individual, become entrepreneurial, etc. Now, let's just get to the point where we say, okay, I know I have to have a degree now. How do I pay for it? Thankfully, there's a new place called debtfree.elearners.com that goes through how to pay for school. And it's broken down state by state, and this website is fabulous because it lists out things like loan forgiveness programs. Also talks about how military service can pay for school and how those benefits work. It also talks about the possibility of employer-paid tuition and scholarships, Native American education benefits, basic scholarships, virtual work-study programs. Now, I will say that virtual work-study is a new concept that isn't in elearners.com's debt-free college page, but it's definitely worth exploring. I mean, if you can do work via email, and you can do all kinds of things. You can be a mortgage broker. You can be, of course, this is not a good time to get into mortgage, but you can market things. You can e-business. And you can do services for people. So if you're doing services for a college or a university or for business, that could be considered either work study or an internship. And in either case, you could be paid. So think about what types of things interest you, how your career will shape up in the future and how your activities could be resume boosters for this. So let's think about this. The price tag for a college education is hefty. It's not likely to slim down anytime soon. And on top of that, with the recent scandals in the student loan industry, there may be fewer loans available. That said, it makes even more sense than ever to seek debt-free approaches to college. So this is Susan Smith Nash. I'd like to encourage you to go to elearners.com to debtfree.elearners.com/how-to-pay-for-school. Enjoy, and best wishes.